Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, recently I did a couple videos on Miss Heard and Johnny Depp about how Amber, the audio recordings came out about her interactions with Johnny, and how it comes to find out she was actually the one kind of in charge of all the problems they had in their relationship. Well, I wanted to talk about this because there's the petition that's been put out for her to be removed from Aquaman 2, and it looks like nobody cares. So let's jump right into the story here, and we'll look at how interesting it is that when it goes one way, they're quick to tell the guy, hey, maybe we should drop him from all these movies. But when it goes the other way, it's okay, we can keep her in. First recording I have here is for Johnny Depp. He's out as Jack Sparrow in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean film franchise as actor battles financial issues and personal dramas. Now, the personal dramas obviously were he was having trouble in his marriage with Amber, and we know what happened there, right? She said that he did some things and gets out in the news and everybody frowns on him, and there were people saying, calling out on H.K. Rowling not to put him in the movie, The Incredible Beasts and whatever that was. That I didn't watch the series, but some of her films, he was, I guess, supposed to be the bad guy in those movies, and they talked about not putting him in it. And then over here we have the petitions to remove Amber as L'Oreal spokesperson gain traction. Now, this is to remove her from her ad campaign with L'Oreal, the makeup brand. And then, of course, there's this one, the remove Amber Heard from Aquaman 2. I'm going to refresh this. When I came to this site, it had 260, and it looks like, 360. It now has 374, and you can see it's rolling right along. Like every second or so, someone's signing up to have her removed from the movie. This I'm going to read through, and then we'll read the next one because I think it's important that we read the story here. Amber's been exposed as a bad person to Johnny Depp. In his $50 million lawsuit, Johnny Depp describes many incidents of bad things that happened at the hands of his then-wife Amber Heard, including one where she did bad things. I'll put the links below, but I got to watch the words I say. Anyway, one of it was nick the end of his finger off, and I described all that in my other video. Amber Heard was arrested in 2009 for having doing bad things to a former partner, Tasia Van Rie, and demonstrating a repeated pattern by Amber. Since Amber Heard's divorce from Johnny Depp, she has systematically crusaded to ruin Depp in Hollywood, repeating multiple accounts of incidents in which she had done bad things to Depp, but then lied and created false accounts of him being the bad person. About the incident during which she shattered the bones in Johnny Depp's finger and nearly nicked it off, causing Depp to require surgery to reattach and repair it. And they'll go down deeper in here. I don't want to read it all. But here's the interesting story. So they have this petition. It's scrolling along. Everybody's signing up on it. And the story that I'm going to read next actually has the number wrong. Where they got 500,000, I don't know. But it says Amber Heard reportedly won't be fired from Aquaman 2 amidst rumors or allegations. One of the biggest ongoing stories of the moment is controversy surrounding Amber and Depp, with public opinion swiftly turning against the former after the release of an audio clip containing an unequivocal admission of doing bad things to Johnny. In spite of this, though, it seems that the actress won't lose either her role in Aquaman 2 or her position as a spokesperson for L'Oreal. According to Screen Geek, a source of theirs close to the situation has been in contact to relay the information and explain why Heard's admission will have no apparent repercussions. Warner Brothers doesn't care about the claims made against Amber, nor do they have interest in social media. So, what's very funny is companies will quickly change their tune as soon as there's a Twitter storm about something that they've done, or that they're anti this or for this. Companies, boy, they do a lot of spin control when it comes to that. But apparently, when it comes to this, we don't really care about social media so much anymore. As such, there's no going on with a role in Aquaman 2, and they wouldn't consider firing her. The petition to get her dropped from L'Oreal are also highly unlikely to go anywhere with the company. L'Oreal runs Amber Heard's social media page and are very fond of her. The source also went on to state that what people have heard about the situation is not the whole story. So apparently, Warner Brothers knows the full story. But no one else does, only Warner Brothers. In fact, there's much more to these claims than what's been revealed so far. This is why Amber hasn't settled with Depp. While the audio recordings with Amber don't look good, Amber still has incredibly damaging evidence against Johnny. With that said, Amber and her legal team have chosen to do everything involving their case court rather than rely on social media. Regardless of whether or not this is accurate and there's still more to be revealed, people are increasingly turning on her, it seems, with the petition to remove her from the role of Mero reaching its goal of 300,000. As such, the goal has now been updated to 500,000. I followed their sources, and they referenced the change.org petition that I showed you. So where they got 500,000, I don't know. It's only 375. Not to mention that WGTC reported other week that possibility of replacing Heard has at the very least been discussed. Something our sources reconfirmed once more today when we reached out to them. If Screen Geek's intel is accurate, though, then perhaps WB has decided against it, or maybe there's some sort of divide between execs in the studio in regards to what they want to do with the actress. In any case, it feels like the whole fracas has been going on far longer than it actually has, and if what's been reported is true, it looks like this is far from the last word on the subject of Amber Heard and Aquaman 2, and even more controversy will soon be heaped upon an already towering pile. So, what I find interesting here is that when Depp was the one that was supposedly doing these bad actions, boy, did it go quick to have him removed from the movie. There wasn't a change.org petition or anything like this, but the rumor mill and people giving H.K. Rowling a hard time to have him removed went through. She still, nonetheless, went ahead and hired him on for the role. But those were rumors, and it was her word versus his word. In this case, though, there's actually audio of her stating what she's done. As such, it doesn't leave any doubt whether something really happened or really didn't happen. They're going to go through, and they're going to nonetheless proceed, it looks like at least, with her. Now, I'm going to put the link down below. If you guys want to go to the petition and sign it, you're more than welcome to. I don't know how many of you have. I have. Just because I think it's kind of in my part to do the work. If I'm going to, you know, stand up for guys being believed in these cases like that, the least I can do is sign on to say, hey, maybe let's not give her a movie role and let's put her career on the back burner until we actually decide what's going on. I don't think it's a great case to be made to give her additional large checks while they're still going through on this thing. But the other interesting thing that I found that was really telling is that, you know, a lot of us are off social media, but so many things out there today as far as the political zeitgeist, the atmosphere of politics, of the way companies act, everybody changing their flag to something that's, you know, a multicolored thing and all in support of the alphabet community, things like this, they're very quick to change because they say, well, what people think about on social media is very important to us as a company, so we want to reflect how people feel. However, when the people that feel a certain way goes against what's best for their wallets, their plans, who knows, maybe some of this has already been filmed and they don't want to waste any of the budget. You know, I don't know how far into the movie production, if at all, they are. But if they're already in, well, yeah, this is... it'd be a feel-good story to change everything, but we're going to defend her, and we're still going to give her money, and we're going to kind of ignore what everybody wants us to do simply because it's in our best interest to carry on. So how great they are as far as standing up for people and doing what's right, well, I think we can see Warner Brothers really is on top of the case there. So if you guys would like to send the petition, I'll leave that below. I know for me personally, if she's whatever, I mean, I'm not one to really go out and probably watch anything that she's in specifically, so I don't think there's a feel-good girl movie that I'd be avoiding. But I would see Aquaman 2. I do like most of the superhero movies. I've got nothing against them. But I did skip out on Captain Marvel. I did skip out, of course, on Birds of Prey because of the message they were sending there. And I'll skip out on Aquaman 2. You know, if this is... the only way that they feel that they're going to get or they're going to care about this is by the almighty dollar, then they're not going to get my dollar. And if you look at the reaction, now this is from We Got This Covered, which is not a like a political swinging one way or another. If you look at this, there's 8% of the reactions to this, 65 votes, not many, but 8% happy, 2% unmoved, 3% amused, 5% excited, 80% angry, 3% sad. So 83% to 17% sounds like most people are not exactly keen that she's still going to be in this movie. So time will tell. We'll see if the box office matches people's being upset about it, and if they hold their dollars and skip the movie, time will tell. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. I really appreciate it if you did. And for those of you that have, thank you. And of course, always comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button to help along. If the only other way you can help me that really does work is go back and watch some of my older videos, because that just kind of supports the channel in whole. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it's kind of interesting how society will really frown upon somebody when it happens one direction. But when it happens in the other direction, and it might be the girls at fault, not so much. ¶¶